Today's daf is Chulin Daf Pei, and we are 22 lines from the bottom of Daf Ayin Tes Amid Beis V'Hod D'Tanan. Before we begin, today's daf is being learned as a Schus Refuah Shalema for Shlomo Ben Sara Aliza. So we're in the middle of a very intense sugya that really straddles two different ideas. The first is the Gemara discussed the halacha as it relates to behemos. Choshishin Lezera Ha'av or Ein Choshishin Lezera Ha'av. Meaning, does a behema have yichus from his father's side? Or does a behema not have yichus from his father's side? We mentioned that as it relates to human beings, their primary yichus is from their father's side. The Gemara says, Mishpachas Av Kruya Mishpacha, Mishpachas Eim Ein Kruya Mishpacha. And that's something that manifests itself in many sugyos hashas, most notably the laws of Nachlos, the laws of Yerusha. But as it relates to a behema, the Gemara had a shayla, Choshishin Lezerav, or Ein Choshishin Lezerav. And what we saw is that it's a machlokes tanam. And it's a machlokes tanam that spans many different sugyas. The first is the sugya that we're learning, the name of the perek, the halacha of Oisev Es Benoi. The pasuk says, V'shayra Yisea Oisev Es Benoi, Lo Yisechatu B'yoy Mecha. Everybody agrees that the pasuk means that you're not allowed to shech the mother and its offspring on the same day. The question is, what about a father and its offspring? Now, the pasuk sounds a little like it includes a father. Oisei is a Lashon Zachar. Benoi is a Lashon Zachar. Stating that, it's Machlokes Chananya Nechacham. Chananya says that the laws of Oisev Es Benoi relate to Scharin, just like they relate to Nekeva. So if somebody would shech the father and his offspring on the same day, he would violate the halach of Oisev Es Benoi. The Chachamim argue, the Chachamim say that it only relates to Nekevas, it does not relate to Schar. The Gemara said, what's the Hezber in the Machlokes? Chananya holds Choshishin Lezera Av. An animal has a father. Thus, it makes sense that there should be a lav of Oisev Es Benoi. The Chachamim hold in Choshishin Lezera Av. As a result, an animal does not have a father. If it doesn't have a father, then clearly there's not going to be halacha of Oisev Es Benoi. Another place where we saw this machlokes tanam of whether choshen lezera av or ein choshen lezera av was in a mishnah in Masechtas Kelayim with regards to the mule. And the question was, a mule who's a mixed breed of a horse and a donkey, more accurately, a mule's father is a donkey, his mother is a horse. The question is, can it breed with a hybrid who's also the offspring of a horse and a donkey, but in the reverse order, what's known as a hinny, an animal whose father is a horse and whose mother is a donkey. The Gemara said, if you hold Choshishin Lezera Av, then essentially the mule and the hinny are the same species. Chad mina ninu. They both come from a combination of a chamor and a sus. If, however, you hold Ein Choshishin Lezera Av, then you don't look at the yichus of the behema, quote unquote, from its father's side, you only look at it from its mother's side. And if that's the case, the mule's mother is a horse, the hinny's mother is a donkey, it's not going to be the same min. And what we saw was that it's a machlekes Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim. So again, a machlekes tanam, whether choshishin lezera av or in choshishin lezera av. And then finally, the Gemara on the top of the Ayin Testament Bay is born a machlekes Rabbi Eliezer and the Chachamim in a braisa. Whether you have the halacha again of Oisei Ves Benoi regarding a kvi or a kai, or whether you don't have the halacha of Oisev Es Benoi with regards to a kvi. The Chachamim say Oisev Es Benoi is noyig by a kvi. Rabbi Eliezer said Oisev Es Benoi is not noyig in a kvi. And Rabbi Chizda made a very important comment on this machlokes Rabbi Eliezer and the Chachamim. He said, Eizeo kvi shenechku by Rabbi Eliezer and Chachamim. What type of kvi? As we'll see later in the daf, there are different definitions of the word kvi. It was a big machlokes tanam. What exactly this kvi was? Rabbi Chizda, however, said that from the machlokes Rabbi Eliezer and the Chachamim, I know what kvi they were referring to when they debated whether there would be an Isra of Oisei Ves Benoi or there would not be an Isra of Oisei Ves Benoi. And that was a kvi where a tzvi, which is where a tiyosh, a male goat, was ba on a tzviya. It was ba on a female deer. The point is, father is a behema, mother is a chaya. They had a child, and then that child had a child. So you have three generations. The grandparents are a behema and a chaya. The child is a kvi, and then the grandchild is a kvi as well. What happened was, somebody shechted the child and the grandchild in the same day. The question is there going to be Oisev Es Benoi, or is there not going to be Oisev Es Benoi? The Chachamim hold Choshishin Lezera Av. Being that Choshishin Lezera Av, the child, that's the middle dar, the child is considered, at the very least, a little bit of a behema. Because being that its father was a behema, and Choshishin was Zera'av, we look at it as being a behema as it relates to the halacha of Oysoi Ve'espenai, whereas Rabbi Eliezer holds in Choshishin was Zera'av. And as a result, that middle child is not viewed as being a behema at all, because although it's true its father's a behema, but its mother was a chaya, and there's no halacha of Oysoi Ve'espenai as it relates to a chaya. Thus, it's not considered a behema. If it's not considered a behema, you're not going to have the halacha of Oysoi Ve'espenai. But what emerged from this last machloikis was an additional chiddush, which is very important in today's daf, and that is that the chachamim who hold that there is an issa Oysoi Ve'espenai when it comes to a kvi hold that you don't have to be a full-fledged behema in order to have the halacha of Oysoi Ve'espenai. But even if you have an animal that's only a miktsas behema, sev afilu miktsas, that too is going to be enough. Because if you're going to tell me there's halacha of Oysoi Ve'espenai with regards to the kvi, so you shecht a mother kvi and a child kvi, you're going to be over this Oysoi Ve'espenai, I understand that the mother kvi is a miktsas behema, because it comes from a behema on one side, in this case from the paternal side. But it's only a mixas behema. Maybe for the halacha of a shor, oisei vespenoi, loisishcha tu biyamechad, you have to be a full-fledged. Maybe you have to have yichus from baidazatin. And over here, in this case, this kvi is only a behema from its paternal side, not from its maternal side. So you say, meres, the chum hold another chiddush, and that is for the halacha of oisei vespenoi, it's enough for someone to be a mixas. Either way, the Gemara in today's daf is going to continue to discuss the machloikas of Choshishin Lezera'av, or in Choshishin Lezera'av. Additionally, the Gemara is going to expand a little bit on this machloikas Rabbi Eliezer and the Chachamim, who seem to have argued with regards to a kvi, Oysoi Ve'espenai, or you don't say Oysoi Ve'espenai, which the Gemara at this point thinks is really totally in the aforementioned machloikas. Meaning, the Chachamim who say that there's Oysoi Ve'espenai by a kvi, it's because they hold Choshishin Lezera'av, whereas Rabbi Eliezer who holds that there's no Oysoi Ve'espenai by a kvi, it's because he holds in Choshishin Lezera'av. What the Gemara is going to do now is find another place in Shas where the Chachamim and Rabbi Eliezer argued completely different halacha with regards to a kvi. Then there's going to be even a third sugya as it relates to a kvi. So a lot about Choshish and Lezera'av, a lot about the halachas of kvi, not an easy daf. It's a very, very intense cheshbon. The Gemara is going to have one understanding of everything, and the Gemara is going to flip later and have another understanding of everything. It's only the first quarter of Daf Pei, but either way, we will, Be'ezus Hashem, do what we do. Either way, Zokta Mishnah, V'haditnan, we learned in a Mishnah, and this is a Mishnah, L'kamon, Daf Pei, Gimel, Amad Beis. Kvi, ain't Shaykh, nice to be Yontif. You now let a Shecht, a Kvi on Yontif. V'im Shachtoi, and if you did Shecht it, ain't Mechasin Estami. Now, what would be the issue with Shechting a Kvi on Yontif? It's very simple. The halacha is if you Shecht a Chaya, in addition to all the halachas, mesachta shchulin, and that relate to shchitas chaya, there's another halacha, and that is the Torah says v'chisas dama. You have to take the blood of the chaya and you have to cover it with offer. Now, the only time there's a mitzvah of a kisas offer, known as the mitzvah of kisei adam, the name of the next parak, that's only if you shech a chaya. If you shech the behema, however, there is no halacha of kisei adam. Now, being that a kvi is a suffix behema, suffix chaya, loosely translated, as a result, is really a suffix. Whether you have a mitzvah of kisei adam, you don't have a mitzvah of kisei adam. So what would happen if somebody shechts a kvi? It's a suffix deraisa. Do I have a mitzvah or not? So go ahead and do kisei adam. Where it becomes interesting is what happens if it's yontif. On yontif, you're allowed to do a malacha l'tzorich ha'ichol nefesh. So could I shecht a kvi on yontif, or could I not shecht a kvi on yontif? That's the Mishnah. Says the Mishnah, kvi ain't shecht a nice b'yontif. And if you shecht it b'di'evet, you can't do kisei adam. The reason is, because when you do kisei adam, you're doing a malacha. The act of taking the offer and covering the blood involves a malacha. Now, it's not a malacha d'iraisa, it's only a malacha d'rabbanan. It's for that reason that if you shecht a chaya on yontif, it's okay. You could check and you could do kisei adam, because the aseh of kisei adam is very easily going to be doicha any itzid rabbanon that you need to engage in when you do the mitzvah of kisei adam. If, however, I have a kvi, which is a sofik, maybe a sofik chaya, so now I'm not sure if I have a mitzvah of kisei adam. So how can I be sofik, go ahead and do kisei adam? Maybe I don't have a mitzvah of kisei adam, and I'm being over in this at the Rabbanon when I do the kisei adam. So it's for that reason the halacha is that if I have an animal that's a safik behem, a safik chaya, known as a kvi, l'katchila, I can't shecht an anyantif. Why not? Because maybe it's a behema. If it's a behema, I'm not allowed to do kisei adam. But then again, maybe it's a chaya, and I have to do kisei adam. So I can't l'katchila be mevatel the mitzvah of kisei adam, but I also can't do the mitzvah of kisei adam because maybe I don't have an obligation to do kisei adam. Thus, the halacha is very straightforward. You don't do the shechita, and but even if you did the shechita, emechasen as dami. But the Gemara goes into this a little bit more. The mayaskin, what are we talking about? What kind of kfi? Ilema b'tihaya shabal latzviya. Are we talking about a kfi where the father was a behema and the mother was a chaya? So again, tayash literally is a male goat, but it's not the goat per se that we're concerned with. It's the fact that it's a behema. Tzviya, according to most Rishonim, is a female deer. But again, it's not the deer that we're concerned with. It's the fact that it's a chay. So are we talking about where the father was a behema and the mother was a chaya? V'yolda bein. And now there's a child. And this is the kfi that's in question, says the Gemara. Bein l'rabbanon, bein l'rabliezer, lishchayt v'lichsi. What's the problem? In this case, you should certainly be able to shech and go to katchila and do kisi adam. Why? Because tzvi v'afila miksa tzvi. Because at the end of the day, being that from its maternal side, it's a chaya, so everybody holds chayshishim lezera ha'aim. The question is chayshishim lezera. Over here, from its mother's side, it's a chaya. From mother's side, it's a chaya. It's definitely an obligation to go ahead and do kiseh da. And even though it's only a behema, a chaya potentially from one side, not from the other side, but just like we saw in the previous Gemara, seva filo miksa seh, that when the Torah says, Oisei that's benoi relates to a behema, it doesn't have to be a complete behema. If it's a mixus behema, that's going to be enough. Then it makes sense, says the Gemara, as it relates to the halacha of kisei adam, that relates to chayas. If it's a mixus chaya, that would be enough for there to be halacha of kisei adam. So what's the problem? Why ain't shaykh the nice beyantif? It's for sure a tzvi. It's for sure a chaya. It's for sure a 50% chaya. A 50% chaya is a chaya. Tzvi v'afilo mitzvah tzvi. So if that's the case, shech to kisei adam, the mitzvah of kisei adam is in play. It'll be doicha and yisid the rabbanon. That's involved when you're doing the kisei adam. Eli, you have to say, if there's machlokes with blazing the chacham, that can't be the case. It must have been in the reverse order. V'tzvi abal atyasha. Must be where the father was the chaya and the mother was the behema. V'yolda. Now there's a child, says the Gemara. Let's go through it. Either rabbanon, according to the rabbanon, that hold. In the previous Gemara, Choshen Lazarav, Lishchayt Felichsi. What's the issue? Again, it's a Miktsasvi, albeit from its paternal side, Choshen Lazarav, so do Shchita and do Kisei Adam. And either Rabbi Eliezer that holds, Ein Choshen Lazarav in the previous Gemara, Lishchayt Feloy Lichsi. It's also not a problem to Shech. Because if Ein Choshen Lazarav, what does that mean? That means it's Vadei not a Tzvi. It's Vadei a Behema. If it's a Behema, then you Vadei don't have a Mitzvah Kisei Adam. So you can go ahead and Shech it and not do Kisei Adam. So, Marav Shach, what's this issue over here? What's the problem? If we're talking about where the mother was a tzviya, where the mother was a chaya, then it's for sure a tzvi. Thus, for sure, there's a mitzvah of kisei adam. So shech didn't do the kisei adam. And if we're talking about where it was the father, then really it depends. Do you hold chayshon lezerav? Do you hold ein chayshon lezerav? If you hold chayshon lezerav, then it's a chaya. Do kisei adam. If you hold ein chayshon lezerav, then it's a behema. There's for sure no mitzvah of kisei adam. Where does it play itself out? That this kvi is a sofik behema, sofik chaya, thus the loch and yontif is going to be. You're not allowed to shech, because you're not sure whether there's a mitzvah of kisei adam. Says the Gemara, loylem mitzvah abalat yash. Loylem, you have to say something about where the father was the chaya. If that's the case, according to Rabbanon, you should vadai do the kisei adam. According to Rabbi Eliezer, you vadai should not have to do the kisei adam, says the Gemara, a very important chiddush. And that is Rabbanon's fugim is afkulhu. We said in the previous Gemara that Rabbanon hold Chayish and Lazarab, so we assume that they said it very self-confidently. We are 100% sure that Chayish and Lazarab, says the word, no. It really was only Misafik. They weren't sure Chayish and Lazarab. Therefore, in the previous Gemara, as it relates to Oisei Ves Benoi, if you have a Kvi whose father is a behema, because when it's Oisei Ves Benoi, you need the Tzad Behema to be Chay. Whose father is a Behema? Choshen Lezerav, Misafik, you can have an Isser Oisei Ves Benoi. But at the same time, if you have a Kvi whose father is a Chaya, Misafik in Choshen Lezerav, and as a result, we can assume that you're allowed to do the Kisei Adam Anyontif. Because being that it's only the father that's the chai, maybe there really is no mitzvah kisei adam. Meaning the Rabbanon who said in the previous suya, Chayshon Lezerav, only said it misafik. They didn't say it b'toras vaday. So when the suffik is l'chumra, that Chayshon Lezerav, they hold Chayshon Lezerav. But when the suffik is l'chumra, they say ein Chayshon Lezerav, and there they're going to hold ein Chayshon Lezerav. It says the Gemara, middle Rabbanon b'safkulu, Rabbi Lezer b'shitla. It comes out, based on what we just said, that really when the Rabbanon said in the previous Gemara, Chayshon Lezerav, and that's why, if you have a kli whose father's a behemoth, you have an issa, it's only misafik. Because maybe Chayshon Lezerav, it's not Bateris Vadai.
If that's the case, then the Rabbi Eliezer that argued with the Chachamim in the previous Gemara obviously holds, but Torah's vaday in choshen lezera, because Rabbi Eliezer also holds choshen lezera. Then what's the machloikis Rabbi Eliezer and the Chachamim? So it must be that Rabbi Eliezer holds b'teres vaday in choshen lezerav. Okay, says the Gemara, can't be, because for the Tanya we learned in the Braiso hazroya v'lechaim v'akeva noyagim b'kviu b'kalayim, and this is really the third and the final case that the Gemara is going to discuss as it relates to the kvi. So we know the halacha is that if somebody shechts chulin, he has to give matnas kuhuna. Most matnas kuhuna relate to kachim or truma or maisa, something that has some level of kedusha. But there is matnas kahuna that relates to chulin as well. Most notably, shchitas chulin. Every single time a shoychet shechts an animal, he has to take part of the animal and he has to give it to the kayanim. The zroya, the lechayim, and the abimazim, and the kefa, right? He has to take those parts of the animal and he has to give it to the kayanim. The only time there's a mitzvah to give the zroya, lechayim, and the kefa to a kayanim is when you shecht the behema. When you shecht the chaya, there's no halacha of Zroya L'chaim L'keva. Based on that, the Gemara is going to have to plug in the halachas of Zroya L'chaim and Keva to the Kvi. Because again, the Kvi from a super high level is a Sofik Behema, Sofik Chaya. So if somebody shechts a Kvi, do you have a Chi of Zroya L'chaim and Keva or do you not? If it's a Behema, you do. If it's a Chaya, then you don't. Now, this case is going to be a little different than the previous cases. And the primary reason it's going to be a little bit different is because here we're dealing with a Chayshe Mishpat component. When you're talking about the halachas of Oysoi, the Espinoi, there's no halach of Chayshe Mishpat, that's halach of Yeridei. It's a pasuk in the Torah. Oysoi v'Espinoi le'sishchi tu b'yamecha. What you're dealing with is an Issa Deiraisa, Sofik Deiraisa l'chumra. That's the world that you're living in. When you're dealing with a halach of Mitzvahs Kisui Adam, that's a mitzvah's essay. That's less chavar. But again, that's in the world of mitzvah's essay. When you're dealing with the halach of the Zroya L'chaim in the Keva, now there's already a chayshe mishpat component. Because what do you do with the Zroya L'chaim in the Keva? You give it to the Kayanim. So the Kayanim knocks on your door and goes, I understand you just shechted an animal. Yeah, it was a kvi. I want my Zroya L'chaim in the Keva. What's the halach when you have a sofik moment? So this is where Oysay Ves Benoi meets Pav Mitzia. So we're going to have over here a wrinkle in the laws of the kvi with some real muchsik hamoitzim mechaveri all of araya components. Either way, zok the gemara, so it's the price. Zroy l'chaim the kevo, neyagim bekviu bekalayim. Rebelez has kalayim, yeah, habomenezim and arocha chayvim atonis. If you have an animal that's kalayim, where both its mother and its father are behemoths, one's an ez, one's a rochel, then you're going to be chayiv. Kvi, however, potim and amatonis. But as relates to a kvi where it's a sophic behema, sophic chayah, or one parent is a behema, one parent is a chayah, in that case, you're not going to have the halacha of the zroyim l'chaim in the kevo. Says, we're mayaskin, what are we talking about? Let's drill into this a little bit deeper. Are we talking about where the father was a tayish and the mother was a tzviya? No, there was the father was a behema and the mother was a chaya. V'yolda. And now this couple had a child. Bishlam, the Rabbi Eliezer. Bishlam, according to Rabbi Eliezer, the potter. Rabbi Eliezer said that there's no chi of maton. There's no zroi l'chaim l'keva when it comes to a kvi. I understand why he says that. Because he holds seh. V'afilu mixtas eloyim rina. He holds ein choshen l'zera'av. This is Rabbi Eliezer's shita. So being that he holds ein choshen l'zera'av, so it comes out, we don't see the tzad tayosh, we don't see the tzad behemoth, we look at this as a chaya. A chaya doesn't have a chiyav zera'av l'chaim l'kev. Elo l'rabbon, but I don't understand the rabbonon. Why not? Nehi dikas safri. Se v'afilu mixtaseh. It's true that the rabbonon hold this concept, that as long as you're a mixtaseh, that should be enough. So in theory, Tayosh Abal Atzviya, this kvi is a mixtaseh. So based on the fact that it's a mixtaseh, at this point, this should be a chiyav matonis. However, bishlin epal galo yovle, that's poshit, the Gemara says, that half of the zera'av l'chaim l'kev is going to be off the table. And this is interesting. Because even though Seva Afilo Mikzah Seh, in this case, it can't be Mechayev you more than Mikzahs. See, if you hold Seva Afilo Mikzah Seh regarding Oysev as Benoi, you can't shech the animal. What do you mean? I can't shech half the animal? You can't shech the animal. If you hold Seva Afilo Mikzah Seh or Tzviva Afilo Mikzah Seh with regards to Kisi Adam, I now have an obligation to do Kisi Adam. But here, where we're dealing with a Chayshem Mishpat Sugya, so here, if you hold Seva Afilo Mikzah Seh, at the very least, it can't obligate you more than miktsas, because all you have is a mikta aseh. But that's not even the punchline of the Gemara. The punchline of the Gemara is, idach palgo, I don't understand why you should even have to give half. I mean, if you don't say, I feel a mikta aseh. And from the paternal side, this is aseh, so it makes sense why you have to give half, right? Gemara says, no, wrong. Because le malay, why can't you say, I see raya, the choshen lezerav ishkoil. Being that we just said that Rabbanan are only choshen lezerav, they don't hold the paternal zvadai. So maybe this animal is not a behem at all. Maybe this animal is a chaya. And if this animal is a chaya, there is no chiyav zroya lechayim and keva. Meaning, bishlam, if the Rabbanan hold, like we thought at the end of yesterday's daf, and in the intro to today's daf, that the Chachamim hold choshesh and lezera av b'toras vaday. So then I understand this halacha. The halacha is that in the when you shechta kvi, being that you're choshesh and lezera, so even if the kvi is such where the father is the behema, that's enough to make it a miktsas behema and be mechayiv you at the very least half. 50% of the Zroya L'chaim Nekeva. But in light of the fact that we just said that even the Rabbanon are only Svuke Mesafkele whether Chosh and Lezera, but they don't hold the Bateris Vade. How do we know that? Because that was the only way to make sense of the Mishnah with regards to Kisei Adam and Yontif. If it's only a Suffolk, then Misafik, there's no way you can be Mechayev me Misafik to give you the Zroya L'chaim Nekeva. Play it out. The Kohen's going to come. He's going to say, I want the Zroya L'chaim Nekeva. The person is going to say, how do you know I'm obligated to give it to you? He says, what do you mean? Because I know this animal, the Zayda, right? This is a Fah, this was a Behemoth, this is a Tzad Behemoth over here. He goes, really? Because Chosh and Lezera? I'm not sure Chosh and Lezera. Prove it to me. I see Raya. Go learn the sugis of Perek. Come back to me in a month and you'll tell me whether in fact I have to give you the Zroya L'chaim in the cave. Meaning it's only a Suffolk whether Chayshon Lezera. Being that it's a Suffolk, there's no way me Suffolk, you can be Maitzi Mamin from somebody. So the Gemara says, Eli, you have to say that this machloik is Rebbe Eliezer in the Chacham, as it relates to whether there's a Chiv Zroya L'chaim in the cave regarding a Kvi, is not talking about where the father is the behema and the mother is the chaya. Must be, it's in the reverse. Elabit Tzviya Balat Yasha. Must be where the father was the chaya and the mother was very older and it had a child. Says the Gemara, let's see. Bishlam the Rabbanon. Bishlam according to Rabbanon. Now this is great. Why is this great? Because over here, my chaya, chaya, bechatzi matanis. Being that the mother is the behema, everyone's chaya shlzera. There's no suffix about it. Everybody's chaya for that. So according to Rabbanon, it's pashut, right? It makes perfect sense. Why you have to give the Zroy L'chaim in the Keva. Because seh, vafilu miktzaseh, mitzado eim, this is at the very least a miktzaseh, thus half of it, you're going to for sure have to give. Now, as it relates to El Rabbi Eliezer, but the Gemara says, according to Rabbi Eliezer, l'chayiv bekulu matanos, being that Rabbi Eliezer holds ein choshishin l'zerav, so in this case, he should be chayiv 100%. And what did Rabbi Eliezer say? You're potter. Why you're potter? If the mother is a behema and the father is a chaya, and Rabbi Eliezer holds ein chosh lezerav for sure. How do you know Rabbi Eliezer holds for sure ein chosh lezerav? Because even the Rabbanon only hold misafik chosh lezerav. And if there's a machloek, it's the Rabbanon Rabbi Eliezer, and the Rabbanon hold only misafik chayshinon, what does Rabbi Eliezer hold? Afilu misafik loy chayshinon. Vadei ein chosh lezerav. So vadei ein chosh lezerav, this is a vadei behema. It's vadei behema, you should be chayiv. So what's going on here? Says the Gemara, you have to say, the only way to make sense of this is if we talk about the father was the chaya and the mother was a behema. Rabbi Eliezer namis fukim esafkilu. And even Rabbi Eliezer holds that it's a safik. And being that even Rabbi Eliezer holds it's a suffix, it's for that reason Rabbi Eliezer holds that you're not going to be chayiv in the matonis. Meaning, we thought Rabbi Eliezer holds for sure in chayshon lezera. If Rabbi Eliezer holds for sure in chayshon lezera ha'av, then you should be for sure 100%. That means Rabbi Eliezer should be even more machmer when it comes to the matonis. Because according to Rabbi Eliezer, if the father is a chayiv and the mother is a behemoth, it's a full-fledged behemoth. According to the Rabbanon, it's a little tricky. But according to Rabbi Eliezer, it's not even a shayla. You don't even look at the father's side and the mother's side. The mother's side, this is a regular behemoth. So the Gemara says, you have to say that even Rabbi Eliezer was mesufik. Says the Gemara. So let's just pause for 1 second. We'll get back to this. But if that's the case, at this point, without really fully understanding what we just said, but if at this point the Gemara is saying, and a few lines earlier the Gemara said, the Rabbanan are Sefuke Misafkul, so the Rabbanan are Sefuke Misafkul, whether Chayshon Lezerav, Rabbi Eliezer Sefuke Misafkul, Chayshon Lezerav, so what's the obvious question? But my plea is, what's the machloik is? Says the Gemara, you have to say the machloik is something completely different. The machloik is not choshen lezerav, ein choshen lezerav. This is not the machloik is Chananya in the Chachamim. This is not the machloikis, Rabbi Yehuda, the Chacham, the Mishnah, 8th parak of Masechtas Kelei. Nothing to do with that. This is not a shayla of Chayshon Lezerav. They were both 100% on the same page as it relates to Chayshon Lezerav. They both held, we're not sure. And as a result, same page. I don't either know. So Mitzvuk is Afkaluhu. I mean that Mitzvuk is Afkaluhu. Therefore, you always have to go the Chumrah. Okay, so what then is this Shaila? We have all these Shailas regarding a Kvi. We have a Shaila whether there's Oysev Esmenoi by a Kvi, where the Chumrah Machmer and Rebbe Lias is Mekel. We have a Shaila whether there's a Chir Zroel Chaim Keva by a Kvi, where the Chumrah Machmer and Rebbe Lias is Mekel. So what's the Shaila? The Shaila is something else. Do you say this that the Gemara took for granted on the entire Dafayin Tezamid base, Sev Afilo Mikzaseh. So Oisev Es Benoi requires a Seh. What if it's something's a Mikzaseh? Kisui Adam requires a Chaya, a Tzvi. What if something's a Mikzas Tzvi? Zroi L'chaim and Kevas only relates to a Seh. What if something's a Mikzaseh? Rabbanan Sabi, the Rabbanan holds Sev Afilo Mikzaseh. That Aloch is Sev Afilo Mikzaseh. Rabbi Lezah Sova, Sev Aloi Mikzaseh. You don't say Sev Mikzaseh. Okay, so how do we now reconcile everything? The Gemara didn't really explain it. Rav Papa said, I'm going to explain to you what we just said. Hilkoch, and this is the last cheshbon. Le'inu Kisei Adam, as it relates to Kisei Adam, Umatonois, and as it relates to Matonois, Loi Mishkachas, Elabitzvi Abba Latyosh. The Hechetimtsu would be, the Machloikis would be in a case where the father was a Tzvi, the father was a Chaya, and the mother was a Tyosha. The Bein the Rabban and Bein the Rabbi Yez, both Rabban and Rabbi Yez, and the Safkali Choshen Lezerav, they both agree that there's a Safik where the Choshen Lezerav, the Komiflagi, and the Machloikis is, and the machloikis is whether seva mixes. Rav Papa didn't really explain it, so you need Rashi to help us out and explain it. Let's just speak it out outside, and that is essentially what Rav Papa is saying is that both Rabbi Eliezer and Chachamim hold svukim esafkulu whether choishen lezerav or in choishen lezerav. So let's do one at a time. So what's the shaila with regards to yontif kisei adam? So a chaya has a mitzvah kisei adam, a behemah doesn't have a mitzvah kisei adam. Yontif is going to be an issue because if you have an animal that's a safik behemah, safik chaya, on the one hand, you can't shecht it and not do the Kisei Adam, because maybe it's a Chaya. Then again, you can't shecht it and do the Kisei Adam, because maybe it's a Behema. So what did the Mishnah say? Don't shecht it, and b'di'evet, if you shechted it, it's going to be a problem. Says the Gemara, you have to say that the Oikimta is where you had a Kvi that was the product of a Tzvi Haba Alat Yasha. The father was a Chaya, and the mother was a behema. Being that there's a suffix where the choshishin lezera'av, so it comes out, we have a suffix whether we see a tzvi over here. On the tzad, that choshishin lezera'av, this mishnah is going according to the chachamim, se v'afilu mikzaseh, so tzvi v'afilu mikzas tzvi, the halacha is going to be that you do have a mitzvah of Kisei Adam. But being that it's a suffix, I'm not sure if I have a mitzvah tzvi, because I only have a mitzvah tzvi of Choshen Lezerav, and I think maybe ain't Choshen Lezerav. It's for that reason that Halacha is going to be ain't Shoichet. If, however, we were discussing the reverse case, there was a Taya Shabbat Latzviya, then according to the Chachamim, you'd be able to shecht and do Kisei Adam. Because being that they hold tzvi v'afilu mitzvah tzvi, if the mother is a tzviya, for sure with Choshen Lezera'im, and as a result, there'd be no shayla. So the Mishnah is very simple. It's talking about where there was a Tzvi Abal Atiyosha, there's a Sufik if there's a Mixa Tzvi. We're going according to the Chachamim that hold Sev Afilo Mixa Sev, thus Tzvi Afilo Mixa Tzvi. On the Tzad Choshen Lezera'av, it's a Mixa Tzvi, there's a Mitzvah Kisei Adam. On the Tzad Ech Choshen Lezera'av, you don't even have a Mixa Tzvi. It's a Sufik, you can't do anything. Why does it have to be a Tzvi Abal Atiyosha? Just chazering this. Why can't it be a Tayosh Abal Atzviya? Because if it's a Tayosh Abal Atzviya, there'd be no Sufik. Because it's for sure a Mixa Tzvi. Because from the mother's side, we know for sure it's a tzvi. And the mother's yichus is for sure yichus. And being that you'd have a vaday tzvi over here, the halacha would be that for sure you have a mitzvah kisei adam. As relates to the matanos, there we had a machloikis, Rabbi Eliezer, and the Chachamim. The Chachamim said that if you shecht a kvi, you chayim zroi l'chayim in the cave. The Rabbi Eliezer said if you shecht a kvi, you're not chayim zroi l'chayim in the cave. Says Rav Papa again, the kimta's going to be what kind of kvi? The product of a tzvi and a tiyosha. The father was a tzvi and the mother was a tiyosha. The Chachamim hold that being that the mother is a tiyosha, being that the mother is a tiyosha, so yevadai chayiv in chatzi matonis. Because even if, doesn't matter whether choshen or ain't choshen, because when you're dealing with matonis, what you need is the tzad behema. And this Kvi for sure has a tzad behema. So it means that you vade chayiv and chatzi matanas. It's for that reason you're going to be chayiv. However, Rabbi Eliezer holds that you don't say tzvi va filo mixa tzvi. This is where this kicks in. And being that you don't say tzvi va filo mixa tzvi, se va filo mixa tzvi. So in this case, if all you have is a mixa se, if all you have is a se mitzad the mother, but you're a chayiv mitzad your father, then you're not going to have a chiyuv matanis. And being that Rabbi Eliezer is also mesupik, whether choshen lezerav, ain't choshen lezerav, so he has to be machmir, he has to say, I'm not sure, maybe this animal is a miktsas chaya and a miktsas behema. If ain't choshen lezerav, it's 100% behema. Thus, there's a chiyuv zorei l'chaim nekeva. But if choshen lezerav, then it's only a miktsas. Miktsas is not enough. The chachamim hold miktsas is enough, so vada you're going to be chayiv b'chatzi matanis. That's why they say you're chayiv matanis. Whereas Rabbi Eliezer holds that miktsas is not enough. Thus, you're only chayiv if you hold ain't choshen. On the side that you're choshen, you're not going to be chayiv. So what does Rabbi Eliezer say? Rabbi Eliezer says it's a suffix. If it's a suffix, I might say mechaveh all of it right. What would be if it was in the reverse order? What would be if you had a tayash abal atzvia, where the father was a behema and the mother was a tzvia? In that case, even according to the chachamim, you'd be potter from the Zrei L'chaim in the keva, because there the father is the behema. So the only time this animal, this kfi, is considered a behema is if you choshen lezera ha'av. But being that it's a sovik with a choshen lezera, and we're dealing with a case of choshen mishpat, ha'moitza mechaveri all of a raya, and it's for that reason everyone's going to hold your potter. So if you're talking about where the father was the tayosh, the father was the behema, being that I need the tzad behema, I only have a sovik, I have a tzad behema, and we're dealing with a sovik moment, you'd say ha'moitza mechaveri all of a raya. So hocha b'mayaskinon, where the father was the chaya, the mother was the behema. So I have a mix over here. So what's the shayla? What's the machlokes with Lazar Chachamim? The machlokes is what's the halacha? But I have a mixas. Is mixas enough to be mechayiv, or is mixas not enough to be mechayiv? If mixas is not enough to be mechayiv, then there's no suffix. We're definitely chayiv in Zrei L'chaim Nekeva. Rabbi Eliezer, however, holds mixas is not enough to be mechayiv, and being that it's a suffix, whether it's only a mixas, if you're choshen lezerav, or maybe you're chayiv 100%, suffix moment, that halacha is going to be a moitz mechavei all over right. So the bottom line is as it relates to the first two of the three discussion points of today's daf, which are really the second and third, if you go through it chronologically. But the point is, as it relates to the shayla of Kisei Adam Bayekvi, and as it relates to the shayla of Zroi L'chaim in the cave of Ekvi, where we have a Stam Mishnah with regards to Kisei Adam, we have a Mechalikas of Lezen Chamin with regards to the halacha of Zroi L'chaim Nekeva, we're talking about a very specific kfi. A kfi that's the product of a tzvi haba'al atyashim. The father was the behema, the father was the chaya, the mother was the behema, and the cheshbon is as we just discussed. Your papa continued, and he said, as it relates to Oisev Es Benoi, Linyan Oisev Es Benoi, that's the third, or the first, in order that we need to figure out. There too, there was machlokes with Lezen Chachamim, where the Chachamim said there's a chiyuv Oisev Es Benoi, and Rabbi Eliezer said, no, there is no Oisev Es Benoi. Mishkachas lo, there you can say the case is Bein Betayash Abal Atzviya, U Bein Betzviya Abal Atayash. It works both ways. It works whether we're talking about a kfi that's the product of the father behem and the mother achay, or it's a kfi that's the product of the father achay and the mother behem. Betayash abal atzviya. You could say that it's referring to a tayash abal atzviya uli sura drabana, and we're discussing uli sura, and we're discussing in this drabanan savri drabanan hold dil mechayish and lezeraav seva filo mixasel amrinon vaaser. Rabbi Eliezer savri drabanan hold nei nami dechayish and lezeraav, even though it's true chayish and lezeraav seva filo mixasel loy amrinon. You could alternatively say that they were arguing b'tzviya balat yasha ule malchus, and the machloikis is not with regards to is rather regards to malchus. But it's abdur banol nei nami dechayshon lezerav seva filo mixas seamrinon umalkina le. You're even going to get malchus. Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Eliezer holds isura ikko malchus leko isura ikko dul mein chayshon lezerav aise maayu malchus leko dul mechayshon lezerav seva filo mixas seamrinon. So what did we just say? So let's just speak it outside. It's really this is just math. You just have to plug in these few yisoides that we have, that everybody's choshen lezera av. You need the tzad behem in order to be chayv oisev as benoi, and we have a machloikus, whether you say seva filo mixa se, you don't say seva filo mixa se. It's a sedra pop. Whereas it relates to kisei adam matanis, you have to make an akimto that the kfi that Chazal were referring to was the product of father chaya, mother behema. As it relates to oisev as benoi, you can go both ways. It could be father behema, mother chaya. It could be father chaya, mother behema. It doesn't matter in what direction it's going to be. So first, in the event that the father was a behema and the mother was a chaya, the chachamim are going to say oisev es benoi is aser. Why? Choshishin lezera av. On the tzad choshishin lezera av, this animal is a miktsaseh, seva filo miktsaseh aminon, as a result, there's going to be a problem. Rabbi Lez is going to say pater. Because even though Rabbi Lez is also choshishim lezer avni safik, but Rabbi Lez doesn't hold seva filo miktsaseh. So in the worst, in the bloodiest worst case scenario, what do you have? You have a miktsaseh. Miktsaseh is not enough to have the halacha, but it's benoit. As a result, you're going to be pater. So it's very simple. You could say that the case was where you had a kvi that was the son of a taya shabal atzviya, where everybody is misafik chayshul zera, but at the end of the day, only according to the chachamim would that pose an issue. Because in the worst case scenario, what you have is a chatzi behema. So according to the chachamim, seva filo miktsaseh aminon, it's going to be a problem. According to Rabbi Lez, it's going to be bother. So according to the chachamim, it's also according to Rabbi Lez, it's going to be bother. Or you could say it's talking about where tzvi was ba'al atyasha. It's talking about where it was in the reverse order, where the father was a chaya and the mother was a behema. If the father was a chaya and the mother was behema, everybody is going to hold that it's going to be awesome. Why is everyone going to hold it's going to be asa? According to the chachamim, it's for sure asa. Because seva filo miktsaseh is for sure miktsaseh. Because everyone holds chayishim lezera'e. Even according to Rabbi Eliezer, who holds, you don't say seva filo miktsaseh, it's going to be asa. Why? Because on the tzad, in chayishim lezera'ef, this is a 100% behema. And if it's 100% behema, misafik is going to be asa. What's the difference then between chachamim and Rabbi Eliezer? Again, according to the chachamim, it's for sure asa. Because all you need is a miktaseh. You have a miktaseh, mitzad o'em. It doesn't matter what the halach is with regards to choshen lezera, the choshen lezera. Mitzad o'em, you definitely have a behema. According to Rabbi Eliezer, I don't definitely have oisei ves benoi. Because if you say vafilo miktaseh lo yamrinon, but maybe I don't have a miktaseh, maybe I have a vadaiseh. Why do I maybe have a vadaiseh? Because maybe in choshen lezera, so all I see over here is a zeh. But then again, maybe choshen lezera. They both hold it's aser. The difference is, according to Chachamim, it's vadai aser. Because the criteria for oisei ves benoi is miktas, and I for sure have miktas. According to Rabbi Eliezer, the criteria is 100%. I don't for sure have 100%. I only have 100% of ein choshen lezera. If choshen lezera, then I only have miktas. But the mother shach sofik is, you have to go to chumra. But what's the nafkamina then? Nafkamina is going to be malchus. According to Chachamim, that it's vadai aser, so it's going to be malchus. According to Rabbi Eliezer, it's a suffix. There's not going to be malchus or gishmak. Said Rabbi Oppo, as it relates to the shaylo of kisi adam, as it relates to the shaylo of matan, is you have to say we're talking about a tzvei balat yasha. As it relates to Yosef Ezmanoi, you could say we're talking about a tzvei balat yasha. You could also say we're talking about a tayish balat tzvi. If it's a tayish balat tzvi, then just do the math. The machlokes is going to be aser or mutter. According to Rabbi Chachamim, it's going to be aser. According to Rabbi Eliezer, it's going to be mutter. If we're talking about tzvei balat yasha, everyone's going to hold it's going to be aser. The shaylo is going to be: is there malchus or is there not malchus? Fighters, the Heilige Gemara, Amar Rav Yehuda. So till now, we've taken for granted that the definition of a tvi is the product of a chaya and a behema. And we saw that it could be father behema, mother chaya, father chaya, mother behema, with significant nafter midas. Either way, said Rav Yehuda da Amayra, that I have a different definition of kvi. I'll tell you my Masayra. Kvi beya bifnei atzma. I heard that whenever Chazal used the term kvi, what it was a beria bifnei atzmai. Which beria? V'lo hechriya ba chachamim. The chachamim were not sure imin behemoi, imin chaye. Meaning, it was a specific kvi, a specific behema, a specific animal, specific species. The shaila was not which species it was, but rather whether we look at it as a behema or whether we look at it as a chayav. Rav Nachman said, kfi is a ayil habar. No, I can tell you exactly what a kfi is. A kfi is a wild ram. Says the Merkit Tanoi, this machlokes amiram is really machlokes tano. Kfi is a ayil habar. Oh, mafurish what Rav Nachman said. The Yeshayim, some say, is a habar min atayash min atzviya. That was what Rav Chizda said. That was the whole ayin tazam in base. Rav Yosi says, kfi birya bifnei atzmahi, v'leichriya bachachavim, min chayim, min behema. That's exactly what Rav Yehuda said. So we have the three shittas, mafurish in this bryce, and it's the fourth shita, by the way. It's actually min behemo. Vishal base du shoyhoi magadwa madorim adorim. And base du shoy, this family, they used to raise herds of this type of behemo. So it wasn't a shiloh what it was exactly, it's just a certain type of behemo. So we're not sure how to pronounce the word, we're also not sure what it is. So kfi is just wrapped in mystery. It's not clear what it is, and there's different shitas in the Tanoim and the Amoraim, and just simple the pronunciation of the word is also confusing. Regardless, Amar Rab Zeira, Amar Rab Safra, Amar Rab Emnuna, Hani Izi Debala, literally the forest goats. Ksheru is the Gabi Mizbeach. They're considered goats, thus they're considered a behema, If they're a behemoth, they're kosher to go on the Mizbech. Chaya can't go on the Mizbech. Chayas could be kosher, but not kosher to go on the Mizbech. Only behemoths could go on the Mizbech. Only kosher behemoths. So these goats, apparently there was a shayla, whether we look at them as behemoths or chayas. So he said that they're goats. They're easy to bala. They're forest goats, but they're goats. I mean, that the goats, they can go on the Mizbech. So look, Rav Yitzchak says, the Gemara Rav Yitzchak held like Rav Yitzchak, Rav Zeir held like Rav Yitzchak, who said, Esa behemoth mona akos, the Torah mentions 10 kosher animals. V'suloi, not more than 10 kosher animals. That means any animal that's kosher has to somehow fit into the 10 kosher animals that the Torah mentioned, right? You remember by the behemoth, the Torah mentioned the kosher animals. By the oifus, the Torah mentioned the non-kosher oifos. But regardless, Torah mentions 10. And this is not mentioned anywhere. Because if you go through the 10, it's 3 behemoths, if you remember. There's 7 chayas, a whole bunch of different chayas. This easy to battle is not any one of the chayas. So if it's not one of the chayas, and we know it's kosher, and we know there's nothing kosher that's not mentioned in that pasuk, so what is it exactly? Oh, Shema Midah De'eh, it must be included. Eis is mentioned in that pasuk. It must be, it's one of the Eis. Maskev for Rabbi Yaakov, Ve'ema Ayelot Tzvi Prat, Kol behemoth Klal, Pratu Klal, Nasa Klal, Moisav Ala Prat, It Gutuva. So if you go through those psukim, the psukim that mention all the different animals that are kosher, so the pasuk says like this: Loisa Behema Asher Toichelu, Shor Se Ksovim Vese Izim. Then the pasuk says, "V'chol behema." Says the Gemara, "Why don't we say that the chol behema that the Torah mentions right afterwards is a klal that's moisav on the prat?" So what's the halacha if you have a prat to klal? Klal u prat, we know. Klal prat to klal, we know. What about in the reverse order? If you have a prat and a klal. So there the rule is, nasa klal moisif ala prat. We said that the klal is moisif, that's like saying a much, much more. Right? So you have the 10 mentioned, and you have more. So how do you know that the easy, the bala, is a behemoth? Because there's only 10 kosher animals. It's not one of the 10 mentioned, unless being that it's called the forest goat, it's included in goat, thus it's a behemoth. Because if it's included in goat, goats are behemoths, it must be a behemoth. Maybe it's kosher. And even though the Torah mentioned 10, there's more than 10. And it's one of the more than 10, and it's a chaya, not a behemoth. If the Torah mentions 10, how could it be more than 10? No, there's a classic pratu klal. Not klal uprat, pratu klal. Well, first you mention the prat, then you mention the klal, and the rule is nasa klal moisav ala prat. So the Gemara says, Kain, kol hani prati lomali. Prat to klal makes sense when you have one prat and then you have a klal. But if you have 10 prat and then you have a klal, then that already defies the rule. And then you don't say the halacha of nasuk klal moisav ala prat. Thus, all you have is the 10. It doesn't fit into any of the 10 other than the goat. Must be it's a goat. If it's a goat, it's kosher to go on the mizbech. Nasuk lo rav acha b'rei rav iko v'dumim mina da'akoy ninu. Some of the chayas mentioned in that pasuk, we don't really know what they are. One of them is the akoy. Maybe it's the akoy, which means it's a chaya. So misafik, how could you put it on the mizbech? Meaning, we're assuming it's for sure not one of the animals mentioned in the pasuk. You can only assume that if you know the definition of all the animals mentioned in the pasuk. But if I don't know what they all are, then how can I tell you with certainty it's not one of those? The Torah mentions the akoy, which is a chaya. So maybe it's the akoy. Only Rav Acha b'rei de Rav, the Rav Ashi, v'amal the Rav Acha b'rei de Rav, avi the Rav Ashi, d'mamina de teyoy. I'll ask you another kasha. The sa'oy, maybe it's the sa'oy. Oy mina de zemen, you know, meaning the akoy, the sa'oy and the zemen, these were all chayas, and we don't know what they are. So maybe it's one of those. Amal the Rav Chanan, the Rav Ashi, ha'neim eshamer tarbayo. You should know that it's true. There was a great Amoira, the Amoira Ameimar, who said that it's mutter to eat the chaylev of these forest goats. What does that mean? It means that he argued with what Rav Zeir said in the name of Rav Safa, in the name of Rav Nun, in the beginning of the Gemara, that the Ksheres Lagav Mizbech. Because if the Ksheres Lagav Mizbech means they're a behemoth, if they're a behemoth, that means it's going to be an Isser Chaylev. He said it's mutter to eat the Chaylev. If it's mutter to eat the Chaylev, it means you're right. He must have held that it's one of these Chayos, and as a result, it's going to be. So this is really the same Gemara. But whereas we started off with a statement, the Rav Zeir said the name of Rav Nuna, that these forest goats are for sure behemoths. Here it was posed as a question. These forest goats, could they go on the Mizbech and they're not going? We have a machlokes with regards to the Sharabar of Sharabar fame. Not a wild goat, but rather a wild ox. Now, what's the Shaila of the Tanakh? Sharabar min behemoth, Rabbi Yosef min chaya. What's the beer in the machlokes? The Rabbanan, Sabi, the Rabbanan that say that it's a behemo, they say, mid the targum minon turbula, mina the behemo. The targum on the word sa'oi is turbula. Turbula is made up of two words. The tur means shur, tough and shin, they flip between Lashon HaKodesh and Aramaic. So a Torah is a shor. Bala means vilt. So you have a tar bala. You have a vilt ox. And as a result, mina de behemu. Being that the Torah calls it a shor, that's the word we're using. It makes sense to be able to say it. Look at the surrounding, the context of the sa'oi. It's together with the tzvi, the yachmer, the akar, the dishin, and the zemer. Those are all chayas. So just based on the placement of the word, it sounds like it's really a chaya. So it makes sense, this shailish. So the hemer, a chay, I hear. But as it relates to the easy debali, divri akol, mina de ezdenu. Everybody holds that it's going to be an ez. It's going to be a behemer. Why? Because being that it's called a goat, and you don't have the svara that was placed amongst the chayos, thus, you're not going to have the sheet of Rabbi Yossi, who said regarding the shor habar, that it's a chayo, that the ez habar should also be a chayo. Maskel racha b'ed Rav Iko, how do you know for sure that it's a behemoth? Oh, because it's called an ez, and it's not even placed amongst the chayos. Maybe it's one of the chayos. Same kasha we asked earlier. Maybe it's the akar. And the Gemara concludes on the same note. You're right. Not everybody agreed with that. So in other words, a meimer was matter to eat the chaylev of this goat. If it was a behemoth, he wouldn't have been matter. Obviously, he held that it must be a chay. Regardless, as it relates to this wild goat, do you look at it as a goat? Thus, the chaylev will be also, it'll be kosher to go on the mizbeach. Or do you look at it as a chaya? If that's the case, it'll be also to go on the mizbeach, the chaylev will be mutter. It seemed to have been a machloikis amayra. As it relates to the wild ox, the shor habar, that's a machloikis tanoim. That's a mishnah. Shor habar min behemur, Rabbi Yosef min chay. But that's related to the targum on the word sa'oi, because the Torah mentions the shor habar. The sa'oi is the shor habar. It is the shor habar. The shaylev over here was, as it relates to the Ezhabar, as relates to Ezhabar, what's the halach? Incidentally, if the sa'oi is the shor habar, how could the Gemara have had a hava mina that dilma mina de ta'oi, that maybe this wild goat is the sa'oi? It's the shor habar. It's not the wild goats. So you have to say that maybe the understanding would be is that sa'oi means these wild animals. So whether it's the wild ox or whether it's the wild goat, either way, Sok to Gemara Vaita. Okay, said Ashay. So the Perek began, new topic. Oisei Vez Benoi is Noyeg both in Muktashin and Bechulin. So the Halacha of Oisei Vez Benoi is true for Chulin and it's true for Kachim. And then the Gemara gave 12 scenarios of Shechita of two behemoths, a mother and a child, or maybe a father and a child, on the same day, and how it's going to relate to the Halachos of Oisei Vez Benoi, and in the event it's Kachim. What about Shechutei Chutz? Etc., etc. Says the Gemara, Amar Rav Oishia, Kulu Masnis in the Laker Rav Shimon. The Gansa Mishnah is the Laker Rav Shimon. This whole Mishnah is the Laker Rav Shimon. Who's Rav Shimon? So Rav Shimon has a Shita that there's no halacha of Oisei Ves Benoi if the Shita is a Shita She'ena Re'uyo. You need both Shitais to be Shitais Re'uyois in order for the Shchita to constitute Oisei Ves Benoi. But if one of the Shitais is not a Shita that's matter, let's say the Basar La'achiva, for example, you shechted a shor ha-niskal. That's what Rav Shimon said is halacha. A shor ha-niskal, the halacha is also ba'achila. So being that it's also ba'achila, you can't have an oisei ves benoi if you have a shor ha-niskal. Says the Gemara, this whole Mishnah is completely deloike Rav Shimon. So sometimes you have masnisen, deloike Rav Shimon. Rav Oishia said, kulei masnisen, deloike Rav Shimon. The ganze Mishnah shreit, deloike Rav Shimon. Says the Gemara, why? Because mechti. Shami, omer Rav Oish, mechti. Tani, it says, kachim bachotz, if you shechted the mother and the child, which were both kachim bachotz, said, Allah has a rishon chayiv karas. For the first one, you're going to be chayiv karas. It's regular shkutei chotz. Ushnei psulim. They're both going to be pasul. Why? Because kachim b'chutz is always going to be also b'achila. Which name soifkin as abam? They're both going to get malchus. The first one gets malchus for shkutei chutz. Shkutei chutz, in addition to there being karis to add injury to insult, there's also going to be malchus. The second one's going to be malchus because of oisei ves benoi. But the Gemara says mech shemid later. Rav Shimon damas shchita sheni ruya leishma shchita. Rav Shimon holds that a shchita sheni ruya is not considered a shchita. If that's the case, kama miktol kotle, the first animal whose shchita was done by chutz is not considered a shchita. If it's not considered a shchita, because you just killed it, it's not a kosher shchita. Sheni miskabo b'fnimo. If that's the case, then the second one is not subject to the halach of oisei ves benoi. Why not? Because the only time there's oisei ves benoi is if the shchitas were good shchitas. Being that the first shchita was a shchita sheni ruya, it was never matter. It was a shchut echot. Shchut echot is not muta b'achila. So it comes out that the second shchita is not an oisei v'es benoidege shchita. If it's not an oisei v'es benoidege shchita, it's muta lovei b'fnin. Karis nami l'chayiv. You should be chayiv karis for the second one. Why in the Mishnah, if you shechted a mother and a child, both kachim b'chutz, are you chayiv karis for the first one and not for the second one? The first one you chayiv karis, it's regular shchut echot. The second one you're not chayiv karis, because the only time you chayiv karis is if it's roi lovei b'fnin. This second one is not roi lovei b'fnin. The reason it's not roi lovei b'fnin is because it's osur to shech because of oisei v'es benoy, which makes it now not roi to be brought as a mizbeach. Incidentally, if something's osur mishum oisei v'es benoy, it falls into the category of mechusar zman. Maybe we'll speak about that on Sunday. But it falls into the category of mechusar zman. It's a real kachim psul. So if that's the case, it's not roi l'fnin. If it's not roi l'fnin, there's no karis. But according to Rav Shimon, there is no oisei v'es benoy in the second one. Because once the first one was shchut echutz, it wasn't a shchita ru'uya. There won't be an oisev es benoy on the second shchita. If there's no oisev es benoy, it's roi lovei b'fnin. If it's roi lovei b'fnin, there should be karis. So the Gemara is saying, I understand everything, even according to Reb Shimon, besides for one point. The first one, there's karis. The second one, there's no karis. There should be karis on the second one also. Because being that there's no oisev es benoy on the second one, then l'chayra, there should be karis on the second one. Another raya, the Rav Ishi said, kulu masisins like Reb Shimon. Another raya, the Mishnah is not like Reb Shimon, because the Mishnah said, chulim b'fnim shayim su. If you shechted both of them, chulim, both of them in the azara, they're both going to be pasul, because if you shech chulim in the azara, you're not allowed to eat it. V'ashen yisev yisarabam. And the second one is going to be malchus. Mech, shemidu, Reb Shimon, da'am shchut yishen ru, leishma shchita. A shchita shen ru is not a shchita. Kame miktol kali. The first shchita wasn't a shchita. Shen yamai sev yisarabam. Why do you get malchus for the second one? If the first one wasn't matzah, the bas b'achila, it's also about no. Then why is there malchus for the second one? There should be no malchus. Sheni soivik is arbon. Why? Because oisav es benoy. It's not oisav es benoy. If the mother wasn't a good shchita, there's no oisav es benoy in the second one. A third raya that the mishnah is like Reb Shimon. Kachim b'fnim. What's the halacha if you shechted both of them? Kachim b'fnim. So this was pretty good. Harishon kasher upater. It was the second one that was a problem. The first one is beautiful. Kachim b'fnim. It's gewaldig. Hasheni is the issue. Soivik is arbon upas. Fake the gemara. Why? Mech. Shemini later Reb Shimon d'amar. This is a geshmak and kasha. Shchita sheni. If that's the case, shchitas kachim, nami shchitas sheni ruya here. Hashta maisa. Every shchitas kachim, according to Reb Shimon, the Gemara says, should be a shchitas sheni ruya. How could shchitas kachim be a shchitas sheni ruya? Because what's the definition of a shchita ruya as it relates to oisev es benoy? The definition is it's a shchita that's matar basa b'achila. When you shech kachim, is the shchita matar the basa b'achila? Not yet. You have to wait until you do all the avoidas. The kamadol ezorik damloi mishteri basa. Until you do the kabbalah and the lach and the zrika, it's not going to be mat. If that's the case, the shchita in and of itself wasn't a shchita ruya. If it wasn't a shchita ruya, when you shech the second one, there shouldn't be oisev es benoy. Because if the first one is a shchita sheni ruya, you can't have oisev es benoy for the second one. The sheni amai soivik zabamu pasul. Elish mami nara voishi has said, the like Reb Shimon. It must be kulu mas nisin is the like Reb Shimon. Says the more pshita dachi yisa. So after Reb Ishi made his case, and he had three rayas from the Mishnah, like Reb Shimon, Mara said, it's pashit. What? Why is it even a chiddush? What did Reb Ishi just say that is a chiddush? All he did was is he plugged in Reb Shimon's sheet into the Mishnah, all 12 cases, and realized that 3 out of the 12 are inconsistent with Reb Shimon. The Gemara says, no, there was one chiddush. One of the three things, without Reb Ishi, I don't think we would have said the Gemara. Because shchitas kachim et shrichole. Reb Shimon said Rav Yishiyah would hold that if you shech the kachim b'fnim, then the second one there wouldn't be an oisev es benoy. Why? Because shchitas kachim b'fnim is shchita sheni ruya. We said, why is it shchita sheni ruya? Because the shchita in and of itself is not matter the basa b'achila. You still need the zrika. Says the Gemara, that's a chiddush. Because all the Chachamim I would have thought shchitas kachim shchita ruya. Shchitas kachim really is a shchita ruya. Da'inachiv ezorik dam le'mishteri basa. Because if you kill the animal without shechting it, the basa would be never mutter. V'chishachin mishteri basa. When you shecht it, it's mutter. Now, it's not mutter now. You have to wait until you do the zrika. But at some point, there'll be mutter. And therefore, shchita ruya, we should look at it as a shchita ruya. Kamash malan. Therefore, kamash malan, it's going to be okay. Freit the Gemara. One last kash. When the Mishnah went through all the different malkiyos that one could be chayiv and oisev es benoy. You have the malkus of oisev es benoy, and then you have the malkus for shchut echutz. Freit the Gemara, I have another malkus. And that is, anytime somebody shechts kachim, pasul, he's over a malkus. The malkus that he's over is for the pasuk in the Torah of lo yeiratzah. Now that pasuk of lo yeiratzah is in a very specific context. It's discussing shechting an animal that's a bal mum. V'shor v'ses sorua v'kolot, different types of mumin nedava ta'asa oisai ulaneda lo yeiratzah. You're not allowed to shecht it. Being that oisai v'es benoy, we said a moment ago, was a mechusar zman, because you're not allowed to shecht the oisai v'es benoy. So it comes out, there's a new laugh. There's a kachim lav of lo yiratza. Anytime you shech kachim psulim, you're over a lo yisase. Oisei v'es benoy is kachim psulim. It's chulam psulim, but it's also kachem psulim. It's kachem psulim because of oisiv es benoi. Straight to Gemara, there should be another malchus. When the Mishnah was discussing all the soifikas arbaim, all the malchus, how come we completely forgot about another set of mice? 40 lashes, a big deal. How come we forgot about this whole another set of malchus? The Gemara forgot about the lav of loy yiratze. Straight to Gemara, vilul kinami mishum lav demachus esman. I learned it right. Nine chalap psulim shabeshav esheshu b'loy yiratze. How do you know anytime you shecht a carbon? That's possible. You're over a new lav of la yiratza talmud loy mevashar v'seh saru v'kalah. Again, that's discussing shechting an animal that's a balmo. Lime, we learn from there, ala psulun shebeshar v'shebeseh, any psul that relates to a shar v'seh, not necessarily the one that the Torah in that pasuk is referring to, which is a shar v'seh balmo, but any psul shehu b'la yiratza. So again, if we're discussing all the different malkiyos one can possibly get in the context of Yisav Esmenai, whether it's chulun, whether it's kachan, the Mishnah address two types of malchus. Malchus for the lav of Oisev Esmenoi, which is not exclusive to Kachin, and malchus for the lav of Shchutei Chutz, which of course is exclusive to Kachin. Freik the Gemara, there's another malchus which is also exclusive to Kachin that we should have addressed, which would play itself out in many of the 12 cases mentioned in the Mishnah. And that is the lav for shechting a mechusser's man. Says the Gemara, an interesting teretz. Ki kachashav lav de Oisev Esmenoi, lav inuchroi like kachashav. We're learning Perek Oisev Esmenoi. I mean that we're learning Perek Oisev Esbenai, we're only addressing the lavin of Oisev Esbenai, the malchus related to Oisev Esbenai. But if you have a malchus that's not related to Oisev Esbenai, we're not mentioning Freik the Gemara of Veloy, how could you say that? For Kachem B'chotz, the Mishnah mentioned the malchus for Shchutei Chotz, the lave nuchroininu, it's a friend of lav, meaning it's not Perek Oisev Esbenai, that's Perek Ashoichet Vamayla Mesach Tezvachim, Vikochoshim, and the Mishnah mentions this, Diktoni Chayiv Karis, Uchneim Soibin Esarbaim, so Bishloi Mesheni, Mishum Lav to Oisev Esbenai, Elorishin Amai Soifek, Lav Mishum Lav to Shchutei Chotz. I mean, obviously, it's because of the Lav of Shchutei Chotz, right? In the case where the first one was Kachem Mechotz, it says you get Malchus, that's not Oisev Esbenai, it's the first one. Obviously, the Malchus is not because of Oisev Esbenai, it's related to Shchutei Chotz. So you see, we're mentioning even Lav in the Chroi, so the Gemara says, Kolecha, the Lav to Oisev Esbenai. The Mishnah is willing to mention a lav nuchroi, but that's only if it's a shchita that otherwise would not have a lav. But being that the lavin of Oisev Esbenoi anyways have the lav of Oisev Esbenoi, so for that reason, we're not mentioning the lav of Mechusar's man. So if there was a Hechetimtz in the Mishnah where there would be no Malchus for Oisev Esbenoi, then we'll throw in the Malchus of Lo Yiratza. But all the cases in the Mishnah that discussed Oisev Esbenoi, you want it to also be Lo Yiratza. It's true, it's also Lo Yiratza. So if you want to be accurate, there is another Malchus. But at the same time, the Mishnah is not mentioning it because we're not going to mention a Lav Nuchroi when we anyways are getting Malchus in the Mishnah for the Lav of Oisev Esbenoi. I get Nerev Shabbos.